This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Friday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn, 372 and three quarters, down a half. March corn, 385 and a quarter, down one. May corn, 394 and a quarter, down three quarters. January soybeans, 1039, up 18 and a half. March soybeans, 1046, up 18. May soybeans, 1052 and a quarter, up 17 and three quarters. December wheat, 547 and a quarter, no change. March wheat, 553 and a half, up one. May wheat, 560 and a half, up one and a quarter. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is Friday's report of grain prices and trends prepared by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices are mixed on Friday afternoon. Corn and soybeans were guided upwards by bullish news about China's economy, but corn's advances were short-lived due to technical selling. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids steady at $3.35 to $3.65. Soybean bids gained 14 to 24 cents at $9.89 to $10.20. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly steady at $3.38 to $3.60. Soybean bids were up 18 to 25 cents at $10.03 to $10.44. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were mostly steady at $3.33 to $3.63. Soybean bids were 18 to 22 cents higher at $9.97 to $10.50. And wheat bids were unchanged at $4.58 to $5.02. Illinois soybean processor cash corn bids were 19 to 22 cents higher at 10.32 to 10.49. Basis was steady to three higher at 7 under to 10 over the January. High pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 4.13.40 at 4.28.40, up 2.60 to 7.60, with basis unchanged to 5 lower at 35 to 50 over the December. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were steady to two higher at 365 to 383, with basis steady to two higher at 8 under to 10 over the December. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted their producer corn bid steady at 359 to 365, with basis unchanged at 14 to 8 under the December. Soybeans ended 14 to 21 cents higher at 1041 to 1047, with basis mixed at 2 to 8 over the January. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 2 to 3 higher at 390 to 391. These elevators raised their soybean prices 17 to 22 cents with quotations at 1074 to 1079. Soft wheat closed steady at 522 to 548. Milo ended the day steady to one lower at 417 to 418. Contract bids to producers for January delivery in the northern part of the state, corn at 343 to 365, soybeans for January delivery at 996 to 1031. Contract bids for producers for January delivery in the central part of the state at 346 to 367, soybeans 1015 to 1041. In the southern part of the state, corn for January delivery at 350 to 370, soybeans January delivery at 1018 to 1049, and wheat for July delivery at 503 to 536. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys, the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Friday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. December live cattle, 170.90, up 65 cents. February live cattle, 172.15, up 32 cents. April live cattle, 170.42, up 12 cents. January feeder cattle, 236.35, up 77 cents. March feeder cattle, 234.45, up 72 cents. April feeder cattle, 234.60, up 65 cents. December lean hogs, 90.65, down 12 cents. February lean hogs, 90.45, down 45 cents. April lean hogs, 92.95, up 20 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday, the 21st afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 57 cents higher in the range of 75 to 88, with a weighted average carcass price of $85.11. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows are trading $2 to $3 lower with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 62 to 68. 4 to 5 weights, 64 to 71. 5 to 6 weights, 67 to 73. And 600 pounds and up were 68 to 75. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts of country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $57 to $62. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 33,901 head. And now for the report from the Carthage Livestock Auction. They had a special feeder sale. They had receipts of 1,630 head, starting with the feeder steers, medium and large ones, four weights, 297 to 321, five weights, 275 to 315, six weights were 240 to 271.25. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones, four weights were 267 to 280.50, five weights were 243.50 to 268, and six weights were 223 to 247. Now moving on to the Walnut Livestock Auction, they had receipts of 259 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 166.25 to 172.50. Choice slaughter Holstein steers were 144.50 to 151, and choice slaughter heifers were 167.25 to 172. They also had, moving on to the feeder cow or slaughter cows, premiums were 151, breakers were 103 to 108, boners were 102 to 111, and leans were 91 to 95. Now from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 261 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 93.39, and that was 23 cents lower. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis were 166 to 172, and on a dress basis, 263 to 268. Heifers on a live basis were 169 to 172, and on a dress basis, 265 to 268. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses, 255.22, that was 17 cents lower, and select carcasses at 241.93, that was $1.06 lower. From the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 111,000, that compared to 107,000 last week and 117,000 a year ago. That represents a negative 7.3% on a year-to-date basis from 2013. Hog slaughter was estimated at 418,000 compared to 416,000 last week and 431,000 a year ago. That's a negative 5.2% on a year-to-date basis from 2013. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. November corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.62. December corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.67. November beans delivered to Scottville, $3.62. December beans delivered to Scottville, $3.58. November and December beans delivered to Greenfield and Scottville, $10.37. November wheat delivered to Scottville, $5.12. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield and Scottville is $3.62. Beans at Greenfield and Scottville are $10.37, and wheat at Scottville is $5.12. That's all for part one of this morning's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Illinois. At 6:21 on this Monday morning, Color Radar shows scattered light precipitation in the form of rain or snow around our mid-Illinois listening area. This check of Color Radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
Taking off a large crop this fall? Use your yield monitor to put back just the nutrients you used. Talk to M&M Service about their precision farming programs and decision-making tools. M&M Service will provide you with the latest innovations of precision farming technology, and with their expert analysis and recommendations, you'll find the process of decision-making a whole lot easier. Discover how M&M can apply precision farming technologies to your operation. Contact M&M Service Company today to find out why they're your partner to a better future. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
For today across mid-Illinois, cloudy, windy, and turning colder, a slight chance of rain or snow with west winds gusting to 35 miles per hour. For tonight, becoming partly cloudy, continued windy, low temperatures in the mid-20s. For tomorrow, Tuesday, partly cloudy skies, high temperatures in the mid-30s. Your extended forecast for Wednesday through Friday, partly cloudy with a slight chance of rain or snow on Wednesday, low temperatures in the mid-20s, highs in the low 40s. Right now at the Weather Center, west winds at 14 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is rising. Our temperature, 35 degrees under cloudy skies. Rain totals around the mid-Illinois listening area overnight. Rich Henry of Staunton recorded 1 6/10 inches of rain. 1 inch recorded by the Lang family of Coffeen. 1.5 inches recorded by Robin Schroeder of Jerseyville. Once again, cloudy skies, 35 degrees at the Weather Center. Coming up next, part two of the Morning Farm Show.
Hi, this is Big Ed Wernsing's beautiful downtown Litchfield, Carterville. Black Friday prices now. For example, GE steam dishwasher with nylon racks, black and white, just $399.95, stainless slightly higher. We have the whole group of Slate appliances, too, on sale now. Also, ranges, gas and electric, holiday cooking now, Black Friday prices. TVs and mattresses. We also have some great prices now for Black Friday. So see us now, Wernsing's, beautiful downtown Litchfield, Carterville.
Part two of the Morning Farm Show on this Monday, brought to you by the CNB Bank and Trust, now with 13 locations to serve you, by CHS Shipman, farmer-owned with global connections, and by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is yours next.
Hi, I'm Reagan Weir, agronomy manager and CHS Yield Point Specialist at CHS Shipman. We at CHS are here to help you figure out precisely what inputs you need to take your yields and profits to the next level. With CHS Yield Point Prescription Writing Services, it's possible to better plan your nutrient placement. Our team of experts are the best in the business, and we at CHS Shipman are committed to help you maximize your yields. Call me, Reagan Weir, at CHS Shipman today.
Hi, this is Dennis Wiesman, grain originator for CHS Shipman. Marketing is a difficult decision for producers, even in a year with great prices. The job turns very stressful when great yields create low prices. Our goal is to help you through these difficult times and to identify and capitalize on selling opportunities that will make your operation successful. Please call Phil, Jack, or myself for our latest market outlook or follow us at chsshipman.com. Thank you.
Hi, this is Kyle Bishop from Bishop Motors. The big finish of 2014 is taking place with 0% for 72 months on all 2014 model year vehicles. Not only that, but consumer cash on top of the 0%. We have a nice selection of 14s left, and also the Dodge Ram has 0% for 75 months. We have four remaining, so come to Bishop Motors, where your word and handshake makes the best deals.
Trust in a bank develops over time, not in a few months or years, but over decades and in some cases, centuries. CNB Bank and Trust roots go back to the mid-19th century with the founding of a bank in Carrollton in 1854. Records show this to be the oldest continuously active bank headquartered in Illinois. CNB Bank and Trust is proud to be celebrating 160 years of banking excellence. CNB Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and Illinois' oldest bank established in 1854.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Agricultural Marketing Service is seeking public input on possible revisions to the U.S. standards for grades of carcass beef to adjust for recent improvements and trends in animal raising and feeding. AMS is also seeking input on a review of beef instrument grading. When beef is voluntarily graded, the official grade may consist of a quality grade, a yield grade, or both. The quality grades principally refer to the characteristics of marbling and maturity and are intended to identify differences in the flavor and satisfaction of eating cooked beef. The principal official USDA quality grades for young cattle and carcasses are prime, choice, select, and standard. Significant changes such as grass-fed versus grain-fed feeding regimens, instrument grading, management, and export requirements have taken place in the beef industry since the current grade standards were adopted in 1997. AMS is seeking input from cattle producers, food producers, the public, and other sources before revising the grades to better reflect the characteristics of meat that is available for Americans to purchase. The yield grade is used to predict the percentage of a carcass that should yield boneless, closely trimmed retail cuts and is an important tool for determining both the value of live cattle and beef carcasses. The beef yield grade standard and equation was developed 50 years ago. Changes that have affected the quality of beef have similarly affected carcass yield, and AMS is also seeking input for improving the yield grade equation. You can view the beef carcass grade standard online. Simply search for USDA's beef carcass grade standard in your search engine. The EPA recently released a study that suggests much of the existing usage of neonicotinoids on soybeans is prophylactic or preventative and not necessarily effective, especially in the way they're typically used today. The report stated neonicotinoid seed treatments provide negligible overall benefits to soybean production in most situations. Agricultural consulting firm Ag Informatics is running their own comprehensive study on neonicotinoids. Dr. Pete Nowak is part of the team tackling this research and says they're looking at a bigger picture beyond soybean seed treatments.
The EPA put out a report that said that neonicotinoids have very little value to our soybean growers. Their report focused just on soybeans. And according to the economic analysis that they put together, they see little value associated with neonicotinoids. Our interpretation of that study is it's very preliminary. We have a much more robust study in the works. For example, their study only looked at 60 field efficacy trials. Right now we're up over 1,000 field efficacy trials looking at the same set of results, and we're getting a very different interpretation.
And can you just go over quickly what neonicotinoids are?
Neonicotinoids are the most popular insecticide used in North American agriculture, as well as in our turf and ornamental industries. So if you're a home gardener, if you buy a potted plant, if you want to treat your lawn to keep the Japanese beetle larvae from eating up your lawn, you're familiar with neonicotinoids. It plays an important role. So it's used in both soybeans and corn. I'm thinking of your listeners there in Illinois. The seed treatments that when they buy the seed itself and the genetics associated with it, neonics are part of the package.
And you say that you are very involved in research on neonicotinoids, and what are you finding?
Well, our charge is to find out the benefits of neonicotinoids. We feel the EPA is hearing a lot of supposedly about the costs or the negative side, but they're not hearing the benefits. And so as an independent third-party research firm, we're looking for benefits. And what we've done is we've put together a package of different techniques to try and understand what these benefits are. There's some hardcore econometric analysis, as well as farm budget type of analysis, contingent evaluation, all to come up with economic costs. But there's other aspects we're looking at as well. We spent a lot of time listening to growers, going out to the 8 major production regions here in North American agriculture to listen to panels of growers and agro-professionals. And what they tell us goes beyond the straight economic benefits. They talk about the safety, they talk about the environmental aspects of using neonicotinoids. So we're trying to put all that together in a package and say, here's what neonicotinoids are doing.
When do you expect to fully release the research that you are doing, and how is it looking so far?
Right now, there are 7 of the 15 reports that's available on a website called growingmatters.org. All the reports will show up there ultimately. We expect to have the remaining reports on that website by mid-December at the latest.
All right, very good. And does it look promising?
I think we've built a very persuasive case that there's some very important benefits associated with neonicotinoids that cannot be ignored in terms of any future policy analysis. The economics are clear. Yield bump issues such as that, neonicotinoids are beneficial to our growers. The environmental aspects of neonicotinoids versus what our growers would have to go back to without them. They'd have to go back to the pyrethroids and the organophosphates, which is an environmental disaster, or would be. And then there's the whole human safety that's associated with that, the family, the drift issues, and all that. So if you look across the spectrum, neonicotinoids, we're finding, have a number of major benefits that have to be considered by the EPA and others.
Again, that was Dr. Pete Nowak with Ag Informatics. To look at the EPA study on neonicotinoids, you can visit the EPA website under Pollinator Protection and find their study entitled Benefits of Neonicotinoid Seed Treatments to Soybean Production. To see the studies from the Ag Informatics research, you can visit growingmatters.org. The 29th Annual Thanksgiving Dinner Survey by the American Farm Bureau Federation found a Thanksgiving feast for 10 will cost just shy of $50 this year. Up 37 cents from last year, the survey found the cost to be $49.41. American Farm Bureau Deputy Chief Economist John Anderson says overall there were no major increases in the survey.
A few things that did increase, though, were sweet potatoes. Pumpkin pie mix was up a little bit. And probably the items that were up more than anything else, although still not a major move, were the dairy-related products. We have whipping cream and whole milk in the survey, and we also have miscellaneous items, which includes butter.
The big-ticket item in the informal price survey, the turkey, came in lower than last year. A 16-pound turkey will cost an average of $21.65 this year. That's roughly $1.35 per pound, a decrease of less than 1 cent per pound, or a total of 11 cents per whole turkey compared to 2013.
Turkey production has been down some this year, so you might think that would contribute to a higher retail price, but that's really not what we've seen. If you look at the last couple of months of information from USDA on turkey prices, their retail prices have been lower. Wholesale turkey prices have been a little higher, so what we may be seeing is retailers deciding to take a little lower margin to get people in the store.
The average cost of a Thanksgiving dinner has remained around $49 since 2011.
The cost of our Thanksgiving meal works out to less than $5 per serving. That's incredibly affordable. To be able to provide a special holiday meal for your family, really for less than the cost of a fast food meal, is remarkable, and it's something that we shouldn't take for granted.
That's American Farm Bureau Federation Deputy Chief Economist John Anderson. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.